We are recording. So, Corey, please, just your name and title.
Corey Gates, meteorologist and owner of AspenWeather.net.
We talked a couple weeks ago, and pretty much the scenario you laid out on January 20th has played out.
Well, you know, Roger, I'm happy about that. Let's see, where can I start? You know what I do on my website every morning, all the members, I constantly tell them one thing, that the number 140 should be your favorite number.
And why is that?
When you get a ridge out in the Pacific Ocean, about 1,000 miles to the west of California, it's at a longitude of 140 degrees west. Literally, 95 to 100% of the time, when we have a ridge at 140 west in the Pacific Ocean, it's going to snow in Colorado. From January 14th to like January 27th, you know, we had that two-week dry spell.
Yes.
The ridge was at 120 west. It was sitting right over California. So we just had a dry northwest flow. All the snow and the cold and the news-making weather was all from Chicago east. And Roger, the thing that happened over the past week or so, it's called retrogression. The ridge actually backed up from 120 to 140 degrees west. So now instead of sitting over California, it's sitting over the Pacific Ocean, and that translates to a big trough over the Rocky Mountains, and it's just going to keep snowing.
So you're expecting a big snow then?
I am. Actually, I've been looking at the models, of course, for the last few days, and very hard today. It's going to snow the rest of today because there's really good upper air energy. It's out in Utah right now. It's going to come east, and it's going to snow harder, to be quite honest with you. It might get a little bit more windy. And then another feature, Roger, is coming from California. Remember, that ridge is at 140, should be your favorite number. It's going to snow again. I think it's going to snow 2 feet at the resorts. A total from Wednesday night, we're going to have 2 feet, high confidence.
That's excellent. That's excellent news,
yeah,
I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't really think it can be better. I've had everybody texting me and tweeting me today.
Now, last time we spoke, you said there was this sort of a stable mass that was just sitting to our west and it wasn't moving. Now that has moved. What does that look like, say, in a week or two?
I tell you what, first of all, that is a great question. And trying to figure out that answer for February is going to be the key to the rest of our winter. So we were in that stable pattern from January 13, 14 till January like 27, 28, and until basically now. And now we have the ridge sitting at 140. Looking at the hemispheric pattern and how things set up around the whole northern hemisphere and where the upper highs and upper lows go up at the high latitudes above 60 degrees north, I'm leaning toward February being a really good month. I think the ridge is going to stay, you know, out in the Pacific, 1,000 miles to our west, near the number 140, and I think it's going to be a good month. You know, I'm making a long, complicated story really short.
All right. Corey, thank you.
You're welcome, my friend.